the whole country, and everybody stops and awards themselves a point and goes, okay, so we fixed that problem then. But you still have to get separate approval from every NHS institution in which you're running your trial. So there's still like 140 different approvals to run your trial. And crazy stuff like that isn't about philosophers and ethicists. It's just about bad admin.
Being Ben Goldacre. I had the privilege on the 2nd of August 2016 of hearing Dr. Ben Goldacre when he addressed INANE, the International Academy of Nursing Editors, 2016, at the headquarters of the Royal College of Nursing of the United Kingdom in London, UK. Goldacre is the author of two seminal books, Bad Science, don't forget to Google The Doctor Will Sue You Now for the Missing Chapter, and Bad Pharma, which have made his name as someone who sees through the bullshit around many medical and scientific claims and who's not afraid to speak out about what he sees. To that he's added, I think you'll find it's a bit more complicated than that, which he signed for me after the lecture. The experience of listening to Goldacre must be what it was like taking a machine gun nest in the Second World War. A spray of words and ideas delivered at high speed, with the occasional grenade tossed in. He clearly keeps a single massive PowerPoint for these occasions, into which he delves, fast-forwards and then focuses on whatever point he wants to make that day. Inevitably, and I imagine always, he runs out of time. He will have had to be more disciplined for his TED talk, Battling Bad Science, as these require rehearsal and precision in front of TED advisors, according to TED Talks, the official TED Guide to Public Speaking. Goldacre's crowning achievement and the mission he now preaches about is the All Trials campaign, which is a significant effort to force clinical trialists, especially those involved with pharmaceutical companies, to present all their data according to the original protocol and to publish the trials which were in favour of the control group. Most reputable journals are signed up to this. However, this is not the place to rehearse all that Ben Goldacre has said in any of his books or blogs. Instead, what challenged me this week? Goldacre asked how many of us were full-time editors, and I think there was only one feeble effort to raise a hand. His point was to ask how many of us carried out the vital task of scrutinising research, some of it using RCTs, when we had so many competing demands as academics and clinicians. On the other hand, he asked what we were being paid for, albeit that some of us are not paid, if we do not scrutinise the science we publish, especially RCTs on which major purchasing and prescribing decisions are made. It's obvious that many trials are not published according to protocol, in other words, they report secondary outcomes without declaration. And even when they do report trials accurately on official websites, such as clinicaltrials.gov, that they then do not publish them accurately, or honestly, in journals. It also seems from a study that Goldacre has conducted that some leading medical journals are less than willing to have the extent to which they are complying with the highest standards of reporting RCTs pointed out, and to publish related correspondence. In this respect, he praised the BMJ, was lukewarm about The Lancet, and less enthusiastic about JAMA, NEJM and AIM. Professor Richard Gray of the Hamad Medical Corporation and Associate Editor of Journal of Psychiatric and Mental Health Nursing said what many of us were thinking when he raised whether or not journals were the place to publish RCTs, and should this not simply be left to online repositories. Goldacre more or less agreed and certainly pointed to the economy of information required in, for example, clinicaltrials.gov, essentially just the results with little room for discussion. I don't think that there will be a massive movement away from publishing RCTs. After all, who would go first and risk the loss of good articles, citations, and the contribution to journal impact factor while others persisted? But I do think most of the editors present will now be considering how we can publish RCTs better and also audit that we are doing it better. I just wish to declare that I am supported financially by Wiley for my work with the Journal of Advanced Nursing and Nursing Open.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications limited.com.